What's up, everybody? How's it going out there?
Hey, everybody. It's the Seth Jacoby Show on a Sunday.
That was actually beautiful.
You're welcome.
Wait, like, someone could take that and, like, put that into, like, a blue song. That's not what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking cocaine-fueled, but, like, more like...
Coke. Give us coke. We like the coke. Stuff it up the button.
Oh, that's where coke goes.
Well, if you want a real, the real
if you want the real high, yeah. You want to get in there fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only way to do it.
That's the only way to
it's
do
the
it.
The only way. Once you go in the butt, you can't stop going the butt.
In the butt. Once you go in the butt, you can't.
That's the bumper sticker right butt. There, dude. How you doing, man?
Great.
Yeah?
Fantastic.
How was your weekend?
1,000% perfect.
You started to answer before I asked, so I feel like that's a lie.
No, it's exactly the
truth. I feel like whatever you were just going to say 1,000%, no matter what the question ended up being.
Yeah, it was about to be okay. And
okay.
I was like, nope, not just okay.
Not okay, it was perfect.
Perfect.
Okay. 1,000% perfect.
Go the high road, man. The way that you think and assess what happened is the way that it was. You get what I'm saying?
I think you're saying that, like, how you interpret events. And then how you decide to feel about those events,
yep.
Or then how you feel about those events, which
right.
is actually very philosophical.
You're welcome.
But I don't think that's how you live your life.
It is now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It is now.
All right, man. What do you think about
especially
Matthew?
Especially after last night.
Why? What was last night? What?
You raped me.
I didn't do anything.
You raped me.
You want to get right into the alliance, man?
God, I hate you.
Do you know that your women betrayed you?
No.
Okay.
I did not know that was going to happen.
But do you know now?
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel about that, man? How did you find out? Was it when Chris was screaming?
Yeah.
You betrayed the Alliance!
Yeah, I did not know what was happening.
Like, does anyone scream that in Star Wars? Because I feel like that should be in Star Wars.
Nope.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
That's in there.
That's the Empire, though. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I don't know what day it was. Thursday, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Friday, maybe? One of those days. Chris texts me. She's like, Colby Brick coming over for game night. We're going to form an alliance against Colby to make sure he loses. And like my first thought is, how do I know they haven't formed an alliance against me? And Colby's their Trojan horse.
Oh.
Because there's no way for me to know for sure. Mm. You know. And I brought that up to Chris yesterday. And she goes, you could read my text messages like immediately. So I'm like, those are planted. Like, you offer up evidence that quickly, you know? Like, let's say you're investigating a theft. You go to a pawn shop, and he's like, oh, cops, you here to see the security footage about the Magnum? And you know that guy had something to do with it because he's way too upfront. All right? Because everyone, they got to pump the brakes a little bit. They can't help the popo too much. Otherwise, they a rat.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I see your logic.
So, the alliance last night, Chris put in chat, you did betray the alliance. I'm assuming that's directed at you. So, you have some holes in your shirt, so?
Huh?
Oh, because it's camo. You can't see this part, man. Invisible.
I got
you. You get it? Okay. I explained it, and it still took Colby a second to figure out.
I got what it meant. I was just astounded by that being a thing that... is a thing.
So we were playing Settlers of Catan last night, and apparently there was an alliance formed to make sure Colby didn't win.
Because I won last time like a boss.
He did win last time, and he shouldn't have.
I shouldn't have.
No, we were all so drunk that none of us could do the math to figure out how, because Britt was one move away.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Britt making that one move, and her winning, which would obviously mean you don't, we decided to do this really super complicated trading thing that resulted in you winning anyway.
Yeah.
So that didn't work.
No.
So I don't know if you won. I mean, technically you won like a boss. I mean, you were the winner, yeah. So you could be the boss if you want to be the boss.
But it was also your stupidity that let me
yes,
win.
Yes.
Which is all the better for me.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem I have with Settlers of Catan. Okay? I will give to you Monopoly. Generally, I win. Okay,
yep.
I'm very good at Monopoly, right? It's my game, okay?
Yep.
As I See Things says, trade all your wood or whatever, then play the card that takes all resources back. Well, I mean,
you have to get that card.
Yeah, you have to get that card, though, man.
It's hard to get that card, though.
Yeah, you'll be lucky, and I ain't.
Yeah.
So, everyone in Monopoly, generally, and you know what? I will even say, rightfully so, gangs up on me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could take it.
You're terribly good, and yeah. I hate you.
It's the only game that I'm actually good at besides Gwent, the Witcher card game. Like, when I play Smash Brothers, you know, like, against regular people like you, the normies,
mm-hmm.
like, usually I could probably mess everybody up. Like, Team 2v1's fine, no problem, you know. Monopoly's that way for me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure there's professionals out there that could kill me in 30 seconds in Monopoly.
No.
I don't want to meet those people because they'll enrage me. No. But here's the thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm bad at Catan. Catan is not Monopoly. But everyone gangs up on me in Catan because they think I'm going to win at it because I win at Monopoly.
And win at a lot of other things.
I don't think I've ever won a game of Catan. Mm-hmm. With you, with other people I've played with, ever in my life.
Pretty sure you have.
I don't think I ever have. And, and you guys all say, oh, you won last time, pretty sure. The only person who doesn't say I won last time is the person who won last time. And even they're like, I'm not sure about that. Might not have actually won. Because you might have won, Seth, so let's attack him. Yeah. No one trade with him. Block him in. Take his sheep.
You're also the devil, so.
How am I the devil, man?
You manipulate.
I lose!
You manipulate.
The devil wins, at least. The devil gets souls. He has a nice house down there in hell.
Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes it takes a while down the road for him to finally gain.
So I'm playing a long game of Catan?
Yeah.
By losing 15 games, it results in what? Me winning one?
Yeah.
That's a terrible long-term plan.
Everybody assumes that you're going to snake them.
But I'm not.
Mm.
Let's see. I hate Catan because once settlements are built, you can't remove it. Like, people are a-holes and use roads to mess the board. Yeah, that happens.
That's happened.
Happened last night, actually, in our game. By Munchkin. It's fun. You ever heard of Munchkin, man?
I have not.
I haven't either. Munchkin.
I thought he was saying, hey, Munchkin, it's fun, but no, and that says bye.
Yeah, it does say bye. It's mm-hmm. only got one letter in common with hey.
Mm. Close. The same amount of letters.
It's 30% of the word.
I can't read good, man.
Okay, that's fine, man. Back to Catan. So here's the thing. Last night, it's me, Chris, Britt, and Colby. All right? We have this secret alliance against Colby that Colby has no idea is happening.
Mm.
Okay? Colby rolls the dice. I don't know if you guys have ever played Catan. I'm not going to explain the rules because it's way too complicated to explain. So I'm just going to keep it very vague. All right? So all you Cataners out there, don't write me letters about, he explained this, but it actually goes like this. I'm simplifying it so people who don't know Catan won't put a 9mm into their temple by the end of this episode, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Colby goes first because he rolled the highest dice, okay? Now, the way Catan works is you place a settlement. And when you place that settlement on a resource and that number is rolled, you get that resource. There's five resources in the game. Basically, you use resources and a combination of multiple resources to build things to give you points. The first person to reach 7 points wins the game. Okay, Colby rolled the dice first. He gets to place one settlement. Then it goes around the table clockwise or whatever. So it's Colby, me, Chris, Britt, and then Britt gets to place the second settlement. Then Colby, and then Chris, me, Colby. So Colby goes first and last. So the idea is, like, there's some weird balance in there. Like, he gets the best property, but he also
gets bones.
Yeah, he also gets the pickings, the slim pickings that's left after everybody else is gone. So that's how it works. So what happens is I'm like, all right, alliance, okay? Colby puts his house down. He picks actually an amazing spot for it. Incredible spot, okay? I literally place my settlement, like, the bare minimum space is away from his settlement, cutting off a good, what do you say, 50% of the board for your access?
Yeah.
Okay? Immediately bone him. Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, I start doing the devil thing, and I'm like, nah, dude, you can go this way, you can go this way, doing the smoke screens. No, because Secret Alliance.
Devil.
Yeah, but Secret Alliance.
But mainly.
Just for the record, the last time we played Catan,
the ladies were quiet.
Colby stole my rock.
You are the devil.
And I was trying to make deals with him, and he kept stealing my rock, and I was trying to be nice, and he was taking it out from under me and being cutthroat, and it ended up him winning the game, so I don't hate him for it, but at the same time, he's actually the devil. I was just doing what the ladies who have boobs tell me to do, because I like boobs. Can you blame me, man?
Yes.
You shouldn't.
You took boobs over bros, man.
Boobs over bros. Yeah, I did, okay?
Fucking asshole.
I need boobs. I don't need bros.
I'm going to stab you.
That's rude.
Gonna get stabbed.
Anyway, so the point, the moral of the story so far is, okay, I have boned Colby. I have held up my alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then immediately Chris goes, places on the other side of the board, tries to get the best possible spot for Chris. Confirm?
I mean, I didn't think it was the best spot, but it was definitely a good one. There was a red number in there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
More selfish.
I mean, so I picked a spot. It totally to bone you.
Well, yours wasn't bad either.
Well, I'm not gonna cripple myself, but mm-hmm. I still picked one that boned you.
Yes.
Yes. Did Chris pick one that boned you?
I mean,
at that point
in the game.
Well,
did.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately she won the game. Spoiler. But at that point, did she bone you? No, she did not. And then Britt got to go. Did she bone you?
No.
No.
Kind of. I mean, she went. She cut off my north direction.
Okay.
You cut off my south.
Okay. That's
Chris,
you know what?
Just went away.
Let's adopt this narrative. I boned you. Brittany boned you. Chris did nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
She played you too.
She played all of us.
She played the Alliance.
She's Darth Vader.
Yeah.
She's going to post propaganda in chat. Do not listen to it.
Do not listen.
Do not read it. It is lies. Okay? Mm. So here's how it goes. I get to come back around. I put my house just out on the beach because I realize after Brittany places her two that I have actually boned myself. All right? Mm-hmm. It's over. It's over for Seth. Seth is now. He's done. He's gone. No more Seth. Seth ended up with the game with 2 points worth of houses. You need 7 to win. 2, by the way, is what you start the game with. You start with 2 points.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not
really
good.
Didn't get anything.
No, and then Chris immediately builds the Great Wall of China. Like, Attila is coming right at her, just building it straight up, biggest road possible. 30 minutes into the game, we all get bamboozled. We look and we're like, how many points does she have? She has 6! 6 points! And then everyone is like, and we're like, and we realize that we have to go after Chris because she has bamboozled all of us.
Mm-hmm.
She's made us have a common enemy, Colby, who accidentally won last time because we were too stupid to see that he couldn't win.
Yeah.
He accidentally won. We were all attacking him, like, which is not fair to him. He already has the handicap of just being himself. All right, we're attacking him, and then we realize that Chris has played us all against each other. All against each other. Brittany would have been really boned if she didn't have loaded die that always rolled numbers that were uncommonly rolled. Snake eyes, 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 sheep, man, sheep, man. All the time, over and over again. There's hundreds of thousands of sheep. There was one time over 3 turns where we played the robber, which lets us steal from Chris. We played like 7 of those cards in a row just to get Chris. And she still beat us.
Yep.
You got close.
I got close.
You got close.
Also, just for the record, I've won that game once in my entire life.
Yeah, it's one more than me, man.
Uh-huh, sure.
That means you're infinitely better than me.
It's not.
It's mathematics.
That's not true. You've won a game of Catan at some point.
I don't think I've ever won a game of Catan.
I think so.
I don't think so. Because I played with... The only people I've ever played with are our old friends from Manhattan, Sydney and Matt. Not the same Matt. Different Matt. This Matt we like. Okay, different Matt. Normal Matt. He taught me what a castrated sheep was called, but I forget what it was called. That's beside the point. That's beside the point. Anyway, he is a master of Catan. He's the one who taught us, introduced mm-hmm. us to the game. Can't beat him. He's a god. Okay? Can't beat him. All the people I play with, I played with Carmen. Okay? She, for some reason, is a savant at Catan. I don't know if wine gives you Catan superpowers, but she could do Catan like a madman.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, if I try to play with you and Chris or whoever, all of you guys, you all just out to get me, so I can't win with you guys either, because I'm being personally attacked at all times. So I can't win the game. I've never won Catan.
You definitely won.
I've never won Catan.
You definitely won.
Never won. All right, what does this say, man? The real, okay, Chris has put, this is the propaganda chat. We should really, like, what's some communist music we could play in the background while I read this? Do you, what's
YouTube
the,
YouTube some commie music,
you think,
man.
That's a thing? Like,
that's definitely a thing.
YouTube. Oh, God, I accidentally went to this place.
Don't go there.
Oh, God, it's plain. Help me. Okay, we're fine. Communist. Oh, there's an anthem. Communism has an anthem. There you go. National anthem of the USSR. Perfect. It's beautiful. Okay, so Chris says, I tried to help my team and made all kinds of trades with them. The point of the alliance is for Colby to lose. Me winning accomplishes that. The real point of the story is that Seth is mad he lost, but he turned on me and tried to help Colby win in the end. Betrayal. Okay, for the record, that's all propaganda. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's just trying to maintain that win.
That's what she's trying. I mean, she won. Nothing. No one could take that away from her, you know?
It's a sore winner right there.
Yeah, she's rubbing it in our faces. That's what she is. So
sore winner.
We can never trust an alliance with her again. That's actually what he said. We just accidentally clicked. We just found the same link, dude. Great job. We're the same page, dude. Same page.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't what I was talking about. Anyways.
What do you mean?
At the start of this whole 16-minute conversation, I was mainly talking about Monopoly and how you are the devil.
How can you even remember what started this conversation?
Because I remember. I called you the devil.
Chat, this is my literal point, chat. They hate me so much at games that Colby held. He can't remember what was said 30 seconds ago. He held. Shush, I'm on camera. My turn to talk. Okay, we'll get to you in a bit.
Uh-huh.
Chat, they hate me playing Monopoly so much that Colby, who can't remember which shoe goes on which foot in the morning, okay, remembered that he wanted to talk about me at playing Monopoly. Just so he could tell you all how much he hates me. Confirm it.
Confirmed.
Thanks, man. Chris says, hold on. Chris says she also helped me win at Monopoly last night. Like I need her help. That's like saying J.R. Smith helped LeBron in that game. Yeah, okay. Let's go with that. Yep. Let's go with that, man.
Anywho. Yeah, you're a son
a good
of a
one.
Bitch.
Why? Okay, hold on. Let's talk about this then, and you try to defend yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You immediately landed on luxury tax.
Yep.
Lost 200.
Yep.
Okay, you went around the board. You had literally landed on the other tax, whatever it's called. Income tax, I think. Yep. I don't know. Lost $100. Pass go, immediately land on luxury tax.
Mm-hmm.
You went about around the board, like, what, three times, losing money?
Yeah.
So I had nothing to do with that.
No.
That's RNGesus.
No. Yeah. No. It's mainly I'm mad at the RNG of me landing on every single
yes.
spot that's owned
that's
by someone.
That's nothing
else.
To do with me.
Oh, well.
What do you
somebody
mean?
Somebody has
oh,
to
well.
Own a lot of shit and then get some money, not land on any taxes, put four houses down on the two spots that shouldn't be worth dick, and yet they're worth 500, and you take all my money.
Hey, man, I landed on Community Chest and had to pay $550.
And you still won.
Twice in a row.
You still won.
Brittany gave up. Because you were a zombie person, and she wanted to take you
so
home.
So mad. I was so infused with rage.
Britt could have easily won Monopoly.
No,
she couldn't have. No. But she could have hung on there longer.
She could have.
And
but
made
why?
Me sweat.
Why bleed out? Why not just
because
crack the
all
neck
all three
and
of
get
you
going.
Could sit over there and be like, let's kill him in real life, and then I have to worry about that happening.
Oh, you always have to worry about that.
Yeah,
I'm stabbing you every other day.
Chris says we have to play on the PlayStation so no one can be accused of cheating. That'd be that. Yes, that's accurate. And still, I think Colby last night yelled, "You're cheating
yeah,
at me."
I did.
He did. Like I'm Hacker Man and can change the PlayStation.
Yeah, you can change which controllers get better odds, man. You gave me the shit ass. The worst odds ever. You just made me land on rent after rent after tax after tax.
I had nothing to do with that. If that was true, why would I make myself pay $1,100
your
in community
game.
Fee chat?
You wanted to seem like a good Samaritan.
I boned myself
yeah.
so it would look like I wasn't boning
myself.
That's
what Satan does.
I don't think so.
That's exactly what
he does. I don't remember
does.
That in the Bible, where it's like, and then there. Satan chopped off his own hands.
Yeah,
so
Corinthians,
be like,
man.
I hurt.
Corinthians.
You can't just yell Bible books in. Oh, Leviticus, Jacob, Judges. Jacob's not a Bible verse chapter book, by the way. I went opposite. It's book, chapter, verse. I went verse, chapter, book.
Going backwards.
Yeah.
Don't do
just
that.
Like the devil.
Just like the devil. See, now you admit it.
Alligators are angry because they got all those teeth and no toothbrush.
What? Why?
It's from The Waterboy.
Oh,
and everybody
God.
Yells at the devil.
Stupid.
She's not the devil, mama. She showed me her boobies and I like them too. Remember that?
It's been a while, but yeah.
It's a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's a good movie.
Adam Sandler.
Mostly because it came out when I was going through puberty. And God, what do you think Vicky, the actress who played Vicky Valancourt, is up to right now, dude?
Probably dead.
She can't be in good shape, right?
Going with dead, yeah.
Let's look her up. Let's look her up.
Also, I don't really remember what she looks like.
That came out in 1998. Yeah, I was 11 years old when that came out, so.
She might still be kicking then.
Well, I think she might be alive. Let's see. Oh, my God. Her name is Faruza Balk. This is her right here, chat. She's still making movies, dude. Hell is Where the Home Is. August 5. She's in Ray Donovan. She has a big, she's in 7 episodes of Ray Donovan.
What the hell's Ray Donovan?
I have no idea, but I don't recognize, that's the only thing in here I recognize as a name of a movie. Justice League TV series. She was Penny D in 2 episodes.
She was in Vice City, man.
She played Mercedes Cortez. Do you remember that?
No.
I do. I remember that. Have you heard the conspiracy, which I think is legit, that Sandler makes these movies and says it's a business expense so he can go on vacation with his friends and hang out with hot women? Oh, I mean, why wouldn't he do that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's... I would do that if I could. I mean, if this show attracted hot women, and we could use it to attract hot women, why wouldn't we do that?
I meant just the vacation parts, really, would be the better part.
Yeah, but oogling hot women is part of vacation. I'm not suggesting we do anything with the women, because that requires effort.
Oh, yeah.
But looking would be okay. Like, if they're in the audience, you know, mm-hmm. You're like, cool, hot woman, you know?
Yep.
I mean, if there's hot men, I'm going to be excited about that, too. So. Yep. It is, by the way, gay pride.
Just hot people, man.
Just hot people everywhere.
Hot.
Sadly,
people.
I don't believe...
They're all very... way above their normal body temperatures.
I would say the average hotness for the listener of this show is a 7 to an 8, probably.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
As I see things, I'm sure he's very
attractive.
I
am...
model status.
What actor is he in your head? Because, like, for me, like, chat, if I don't know what they look like, they're... Dude, I was going to say Brad Pitt, too. He sounds like a Brad Pitt to me. Yeah. You know, kind of like... He's kind of witty and like acerbic, but at the same time, he's kind of reserved. Mm-hmm. You know, just he's a Brad Pitt to me.
Yeah,
I think he got a webcam. I don't ever want to watch his webcam stream because he's not going to look like Brad Pitt, and I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. You look like Annie Milonakis from the start. Only way you can go is up. Mm. Although Annie Milonakis himself proved that's not true by turning into Angela Lansbury. Have you seen his stream recently?
No.
He looks like someone molded his face with a grape. That's what it looks like.
What does that mean?
Like, okay, you know, have you ever seen a grape left out in the sun?
Yeah.
It's like still round, but kind of droopy.
Okay.
That's his face.
They molded his face like a grape. You said, with a grape.
They rubbed grapes all over his face. Yeah. That's what they did.
What does that mean?
I don't know if I want to click this link because I feel like it's going to be him.
Do it, man. Look at that.
Oh my God. He's kind of a Seth Rogen looking guy.
Yeah.
It's the beard. God,
it's a mix.
I'm so mad he can grow a beard. Dude, people who are on the internet shouldn't be allowed to grow beards. Unless it's a neck beard. I mean, that's a pretty good beard. I'm a little mad. Let's ban him. Let's ban him for beard hair. Glorious beard, Glorious beard
you
equals
get the
ban.
Hell out. You get the hell out.
Yeah, I would say that's a
it's
7 or an 8, though.
Yeah.
Yeah? What would you rate yourself?
No, like a 2.
A 2? That... Dude, no.
We're going opposite scale, right?
No. So you rate yourself an 8 then?
No, it's still a 2.
No, if it's a 2 and it's opposite, that makes you an 8.
But I didn't say
I'd put
opposite.
You at an 8. I would put you, yeah, I was literally going to say like an 8.5, 8.75. You're not quite a 9 because you're in Kansas and that's working against you. But I would say, yeah, 8.5. Not an 8 either. You're hotter than an 8, not quite a 9. You're right in that area somewhere.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
That makes me feel so good.
I feel like it doesn't.
You're solid 12, man.
I'm 1,200 pounds.
12.
That's the only 12 I got going on.
You're a solid 18.
An 18.
Out
no.
of 10.
I'm like a... I'd
People
rate myself maybe a 4.5.
Vacate.
You're like twice as hot as me, I would say. I think that's fair to say.
Nah.
Yeah.
So you're a 4.
2.5.
2.5?
That's what it would be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Why is it so hard for us to do that simple math? We are idiots.
That's one thing we shouldn't do on the show. Math.
Yeah, definitely don't do math.
Hey, man, we took that IQ test that one time, and we were smarter than most all people.
We did?
Yeah.
I have no
really
memory of that.
It was a simple IQ test, but there was some basic math involved in that, and we got them all right.
I don't remember doing
like
that.
Like four questions.
Was that YouTube video? Yeah. I don't think that counts as an IQ.
That counts,
test.
Man. We win. We're at the top of the totem pole. But other smart people, like
I would love to take an IQ test, but
no.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to know.
Like I feel like the only time I would feel comfortable taking an IQ test is if I am incredibly well rested.
Mm.
You know, like I feel like there's 10-minute window once a week. Where I would feel qualified to take an IQ test. Like, yeah. Where I'm at peak me, you know. But I'm then I don't feel like there. Is that a fair representation?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
It's not about how smart
you are. I think it should be your average,
time.
Right?
It's how smart you are at your highest peak.
My IQ is apparently high. I put a question mark because I don't feel smart, and I feel like IQ really doesn't mean anything. I mean, that's probably true, right?
Yeah, like your book smart, but whether or not that helps you in life, like
yeah, dude, like I got that street knowledge.
Yeah,
that's gonna help me get through life.
Oh yeah, Mr. Twitch streamer.
Yeah,
that's
dude,
that's what.
Yeah,
you're
dude,
doing.
I know the Kappas and the Tryhards, the Pog Champs.
Yeah, get on
the Pepe hands. I got all that down, man.
Gotta do something. With
I
that.
Got it on these mean Twitch streets out here in Twitch Compton. You don't even know.
I don't know.
Don't keep a good streamer down.
Nor what?
That's what. That's what.
It was a very poor attempt at that.
Flossin'.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what the IQ test is. A lot of math and logic puzzles, right? It's like, these shapes are both shapey. Put them in the right order. And you're like, okay.
It's not that simple.
I think it's a lot of
that's like
that.
What you're thinking of is like a child's toy where you have to put the square
I'm
in
I'm not
square
talking about putting wood into wood holes, man. That's not
triangle.
What I'm talking about.
That's what it sounds like. You well, have to put the shape in the shapey thing. That's what it means.
The shape of thing. Anyway, the
it's
point is,
problems,
is that Chris boned us all in Catan, and let's all focus on that.
Mm.
And then I won at Monopoly.
And then you fucked everybody in
I
Monopoly.
I did. But that's generally
Especially
how it goes.
Me.
I didn't. I mean, you lost the worst, but it really had nothing to do with me. That was God. If anybody, blame the Lord.
Or the devil.
No. I think you're closer to him, so. Mm. If you could sell your soul to the devil, would you do it?
No. Because one, that would mean the devil's real.
Then that'd be freaky, right?
Two,
I always thought about
that.
That
would mean that hell's real, and then
well,
at the
I
end,
don't think it necessarily means hell's real. Just because the devil's real doesn't mean he's the Christian devil. Like, what if the devil is real, but he's the devil from one religion that got it right, and that one religion that got it right is in, like, South Kentucky, and there's 40 members?
No.
Like, everyone just assumes that one of the religions is right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one knows which one. Because some of them are pretty similar.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Western ones are pretty similar. The Eastern ones kind of similar. There's some crossover for all of them a little bit here and there, you know. But what if there's, like, one cult that's actually right?
And then what?
Well, they're just right. We all just die and we go
well,
wherever their cult believes.
Humanity's dumb. Which is
Why?
Already a thing.
Why?
Because we should believe the one.
I mean, why do we think,
right?
Like, just because the biggest religion doesn't make it the right religion, right?
Right?
Or is the fact that it's the biggest religion, is it the biggest because it was right in the first place?
I mean, that's what people argue, I'm sure, but...
I mean, I would assume religion is just whoever had the best...
story.
Yeah, propaganda. Location to start with, you know? Like, if you start a business, you know, on Fifth Avenue, New York, you're going to have a better chance of success than if you started on Main Street in Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's probably a...
Also, there weren't many stories back then anyways.
No, probably not. Did you hear about Jacob and the stick? He found one.
He had a very colorful cloak.
That's Joseph. He had a great coat. He had so many brothers. Do you know how many brothers Joseph had? He had 11. Let me name them for you. Mark and Powell, Gasol, Michael, Bartholomew.
Mark Powell.
I couldn't even get through the first
Paul thing. Gasol?
Powell.
Oh, my God.
We should be able to name at least four of Joseph's brothers, right?
I can't remember what happened 30 minutes ago. Because
they're the 12
man.
Tribes of Israel.
I can't do that.
Did you learn about that stuff at Catholic school?
Fuck no.
Did you not? Like, did you not talk a lot Old Testament in Catholic?
No.
Like, I feel like in my religion, like my growing up, like through church, and Southern Baptist and all that, Old Testament was talked about just as much as New Testament.
No, we tried to avoid that section.
That's because it was all about all the child touching. That
yeah,
made
and that and the murder of hundreds of people.
Well, no, it was really millions, but yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think Southern Baptists are like, you're going to get burned.
You're going to get burned.
You're going to get burned. Disobey the Lord. Fireball, dude. Pillar of Fire was a big...
Really?
A big thing in my church. Lots of pillars of fire. And, yeah, I always thought that would be a really great band name.
Pillar of Fire?
Pillar of Fire, dude.
1,000%.
Although I do think, isn't there a Christian band called Pillar?
I don't know.
I think there is. Also, by the way, Pillar, a stupid word by itself.
Why?
Let's just say it.
Pillar.
It's a stupid word. Was Solo better than The Last Jedi? That's what I heard. Well, Colby's the only one who saw it. We talked about it on what day we do our show last? What day is today? Is today Thursday or Sunday?
Today is Sunday.
Okay, so we talked about it Thursday.
There's an artist called Pillar of Fire.
Dude, play something, man.
It's got less than 1,000 plays.
There you go. Plug it in right here. It's Pillar of Fire, guys.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's got that. We recorded this in a home studio sound, doesn't it?
1,000% does.
You can literally hear the pillow in the bass drum. Bum, bum.
There's a lot of noise involved.
This world's devouring itself away.
You know what? Not bad, actually.
It could, yeah.
I mean, for a home band, yeah. The guy's voice isn't that bad. He's one of these singers. Gonna take out my shotgun and shoot her face. Gonna drive to the woman tonight and get beer. Gonna put it in my Chevy's what I hear. Gonna get the ignition turned on tonight. Drive down to the cake that's a bar, let's ride.
Oh, shit.
That's literally how every band like this is, man.
They nailed it.
Yeah, that's how every single... It's like these songs write themselves.
I might have to listen to them.
I honestly didn't expect any screamo going on in there, man. But there's some screaming in there.
The headbang set,
dude. I was a metalhead back in the day, dude. I know how to do that. I moshed and all that stuff, man.
Oh, man.
You want to see me in a pit, dude? Come at me, brother. I will rip you up. I ain't scared unless you bring knives.
Yeah.
Into the pit, and then I'm just gonna nope out of there.
Stick.
But yeah, and I don't deal with that. But as long as there's no razor blades, which was a problem there for a while in 2000s, you know, it's a. I get in that pit. People just try to push me. I will end you. I think me and you moshed once like 4 years ago. And like you hit me once and then you flew across the room and you're like, I'm not moshing with you anymore. And I'm like, dude, when I mosh, I mosh, man. I ain't messing around. This ain't no Nirvana concert in here, dude. This is like Swedish speed metal moshing is what I'm doing. It's 0 to 100. That's what I'm saying, man.
I got blackout drunk at a hardcore concert.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I don't get in mosh pits. I don't.
That's smart. You shouldn't. They're not a good place.
I did, though. And I definitely pushed people with all my force. And definitely would have gotten into a fight if I was not stopped.
Yeah.
It was great.
You guys want to hear this? This is like, oh my god, get out of here, get out, leave,
get out.
I picked the wrong thing.
Stop so. It and leave.
It's actually my fault, but way this is go, this is the kind of
this
is the kind of music I used to listen to, man. Look at this. Oh, this album right here, dude. Oh god. I think it might be even this. Is this the one with the violins? Yeah, dude. Yeah, look at that, man. It was loud. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was going to start playing, so
you
I didn't turn
prepared,
it on.
Man.
You yeah, you remember
prepared.
Me playing this song, dude?
No.
I used to play this song for people because I'd be like, what kind of music do you like, man? And I'd be like, you know, I really like this. This is back when I was a teenager. And like my mom, for example, I'd be like, Mom, play this new CD. And we'd be like in my minivan. And she'd be driving around. She's like, you know what? This is pretty nice. I kind of like this. And then it's obviously it's going to take a turn. It's just let's just jam out here. This would get them every time. I would laugh so hard, dude.
That's pretty big turn.
So like, this is the stuff I used to headbang and mosh to. So Creed moshing. Easy peasy, dude.
Yeah.
There's another one. Let me find it. Oh, what's the name of that band?
X-Tol.
Yeah, that's X-Tol. They are from Norway. And yeah, those Norwegian dudes, man.
That's too heavy.
One of those guys had hair literally down to his tennis shoes. And he would play the guitar and he would move all his hair in front of him and he would just spin it like a helicopter.
Yeah.
I never forget. I saw them live and I was like, this man is a god. I'm sure they're all dead. But this is a Christian band too. That's the best part, because like all the music I was exposed to was all Christian music for the most part. So like this all has like Jesus undertones to it. Yes, you heard that right. Jesus. Extol actually is a Christian word. It means to praise at one's feet. So.
Why?
Dude, this is the stuff that made me who I am. So if you ever wonder why I am.
You're the devil?
This is it.
Yeah.
What is the name of that other band, dude? I know I played this one for you. It's the one that starts off with the banjo. But I don't remember the name of the band. They used to be Norma Jean, and then the guy, lead singer, left Norma Jean, and he started a new band. Chariot? Chariot. That's the name of them. Name is Chariot. Oh, Chariot! not the same. This is it right here. Go to album. I don't remember the name of the song. See, all these metal songs, too, they have all these ridiculous names.
Yeah.
Someday, in the event that mankind actually figures out what it is that, and I think this actually keeps going on, figures out what it is that, nope. Dialogue with a question mark. I think it's this one. Yeah, it's another one. It's like bluegrass intro. I don't know what it is with these metal people, and like, they just like, this is like, pre-dubstep, this is the drop for metal,
right.
Is what this is, dude.
I do remember this one.
Yeah, actually. I used to play this one all the time. Mm-hmm. Because this one's a double joke. Because people are like, this is weird bluegrass music, you know? And then you just hear an amp turn on, and he just starts helicopter herring.
It's also a great banjo.
Yeah, it is really good. This is mostly just noise. Less melody in this band.
There's not a followable drum beat. Happening.
What are you talking about, man? It's this is the equivalent of putting a drumstick in between each of your fingers and just doing this and seeing what it hits. So yeah, that's me, man.
Jesus Christ,
that's me, man. What in God's name?
I don't know.
I'm gonna just backspace and move on, because that worries me. But yeah, so like when you all said they can headbang, I used to be into that stuff, man. I mean, I was also into the emo scene big, so it's like one extreme to the other, you know? Like sad crying music. Oh, like yeah, man.
Oh yeah, the early emo this music is real bad.
Oh,
like, when it's just basically spoken word.
It did not age well, dude. Yeah.
Some like, terrible.
Yeah, this band. I think this band was actually a crossover. I think it might be this song.
There's one Emery song that I really
yeah, this like this. Like this is cringeworthy now. But this was like this was my song, man. It's literally called As Your Voice Fades.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing.
It is, dude. It's very depressing. But, you know, this thing. And then, you know, they're literally right next to Emiliana Torini, who I really love. And this is like... I mean, this is my range, dude. This song right here is great, dude. She's Italian, and she can sing, man. Sing, just a lady and her guitar, you know. And then it's the Norwegian speed metal. It's kind of where... No, she doesn't do that.
Oh, okay. I was like, just, you're telling me this drops?
Although I would love, honestly, to have a Norwegian speed metal version of this song. Yeah, it'd be beautiful. So, and, all right, let's see. What did we send here?
Wake me up!
Wake me up inside!
I can't wake up!
Wake me up inside!
Save me!
Call my name and save me from the dark!
Wake me up!
Wow.
I can't wake up!
Save
me!
What's wrong with that? That seemed fine to me. Is there a problem? It's just people singing Evanescence. Evanescence, if we're going down this road of me reminiscing about bad music, Evanescence, big deal in the Christian music scene. I'll tell you why. Mm. Okay. There's this band called Living Sacrifice. All right? Yes, they are one of those bands that sings metal music. They're Christian. Living Sacrifice. Okay? That's Jesus on the cross. He was a living sacrifice.
Okay. Okay?
The drummer for this band, Living Sacrifice, is like, they're like the Elvis, the Led Zeppelin of Christian music, because they were doing it 15 years before anyone else. So people were like, they paved the way for Christian rock, dude. Living Sacrifice. So they're like royalty for Christian music, okay? What they did is they had a drummer who left Living Sacrifice because they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to play guitar for Evanescence. So Evanescence immediately became a Christian band. Apparently, so they released their first album, Evanescence, okay? And they put it in all the Christian stores and all that stuff. The guy from 12 Stones, another Christian band, because 12 Stones representing the 12 brothers of Joseph, 12 tribes of Israel. It's a whole thing. I know, dude. I know.
What?
I know. Anyway, the lead singer, 12 Stones, the guy goes, "Wake me up!" in the stupid Evanescence song. Like, he's the guest artist on it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Also in that terrible Ben Affleck Daredevil movie, which I only went and saw to hear Evanescence in the movie. I regret everything. So they get in all the Christian stores. Conveniently, about a month later, after all the albums have been sold already, the lead singer, the lady, comes out and goes, "We are not a Christian band." And then everyone's like, "But the Living Sacrifice guy, what does he have to say about it?" And he comes out and goes, "We are not a Christian band." And everybody's like, oh, and they ripped all of the stuff out of the stores. They were banned on Christian radio. It was like a top 10 anime betrayal of musicians. It was this huge deal. And now that guy is a trillionaire because Evanescence, I still think, makes music. And guys from Living Sacrifice, well, raise your hand, chat, if you've heard of them. Oh, look, there's no hands being raised. What a surprise. Did I ever listen to Christian rap? Oh, yeah, dude. And Taylor, I'm going to hope that your reference was a reference to Whitney. Do you remember her saying that all the time? Back 10 years ago on the show?
No.
She'd be like, "Cut my wrists and black my eyes," just constantly. I remember it because it destroyed me. Well, I know.
I don't know what.
See, Taylor caught it, too. She, I'm assuming, was also annoyed by it just randomly in our show for no reason.
I don't know where that came from.
That's probably because you were too busy doing 16-year-old things, like looking at secret pornography while we were doing the show and dreaming about Iron Man soundtracks. I don't really know what you did on your computer over there during the show.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Dude, Christian rap, man. KJ52, big one, okay? It's based off the King James Bible. Okay, King James.
Nope.
Okay. He was a big rapper.
So does that mean LeBron is Christian? He's
King James?
Christian basketball player?
Maybe, dude. Witness.
Witness.
You know, Lecrae? I don't know Lecrae. I don't know Lecrae. I've never heard of that one. I'm trying to remember. Like, there was a big record company, Syntax Records. Okay? They were owned by this rapper named Pigeon John.
Oh, my.
Okay? One of the coolest guys I ever met. Honestly, he was a very chill dude. And here's the reason he was chill.
Mm-hmm.
He was a millionaire because his family invested in airlines back in the day. So he had nothing to do with his life. He's essentially what Tone wants to be if Tone just had family money. Okay? Could be a rapper, could be a record producer, because he could just hire people to actually run the business.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's happening?
I have to respond to this. So, Colby flipped his shit about it one time because a guy in his art class sung it all the time.
Oh my god, I kind of remember that.
I don't remember that at
all. I kind of remember you getting angry about that.
I'm stunted.
I'm sorry,
man. Taylor remembers more about my life than I do.
No, she... Well, yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm sorry, man. Tone, don't speak with that tone in your voice. I mean, I try to keep his name out of my mouth, but can't help it. Anyway, Pigeon John owns Syntax Records.
Yeah.
A lot of bad rappers on that, but...
I'm sure.
Yeah. I think I actually have that CD out there. It was called The Wages of Syntax. It was like their mix CD for like all their artists, had all their artist singles on it, and there was not one good song on the whole thing.
I bought Vans Warped Tour 2014, maybe.
Yeah. Dude, that stuff doesn't age well, man.
Oh, no. There's like one song from one band that I like on it. The rest are from unknown artists that I've never ever heard of, and they all suck.
Yeah, they all sound the same.
They all suck.
What does Colby listen to nowadays? I don't even know how to describe your music.
Country.
You do not listen to country music. You are such a liar.
Dude, I'm a big country fan.
I'm going to name some people. Mice and Men, is that one of your bands?
Mice and Men, yep.
Mice?
Yep, you got that.
Of Men?
Yep,
and men?
Of Men. And, yep.
Mice of Men.
Yep. You got all the words, they're just not in the right order.
Men and Mice?
Falling in Reverse.
Yeah, I got it,
one.
Dude. Would You Still Be There? Is that a song you like, man?
Yeah.
I can't tell if he's being serious.
Go to Defy right there.
Defy.
Defy.
Is this an album or a song?
That would be under the album tab.
You know, I'm gonna lick you.
Go to Sunflower.
Okay. Not one with a star by it, chat. Bad taste.
This is a good one, man.
This is what you listen to?
Yeah. This is brand new.
I like these people. No, not a beard in the mix. Okay. Like it.
Some people. There's two beards.
Okay, it's not a glorious beard.
No.
It's not a glorious beard. Falling in Reverse, is that a real band?
Yeah.
Crown the Empire, is that a real band?
Yep.
I know Bring Me to the Horizon is because they're that stupid stab you in the front band, right?
Yeah, I just want to drum now. This was a bad idea.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll turn it off.
This was a bad idea.
Here, I'll fix it. I'll fix it for you, man.
Go back to Emery.
Okay.
As I See Things got like three of the top bands that I listen
okay,
to.
There you go.
Go to their albums real quick. There's one song on there I remember.
Album. Can I show an Apple Music?
He's so basic. Yeah, you're right.
So I was gonna defend that, but you're correct. I don't know how to get to. I literally just
click on the Emery button. Go to Artist.
There isn't one. What?
Go to Artist.
Yeah, but it's going
to
show me in my library.
Why does it do that?
That's what I was complaining about, man. It's literally what I was saying.
It's like the...
He's going to... I don't know.
Yes, I am.
Is Warped Tour... This is it, right?
This is the last one. Countrywide.
What's that mean? So they'll still do ones,
they'll probably
ones,
do like a couple
small tours.
Bigger
Why is
cities.
It going out?
They are probably like, I don't think they pay the artists.
Okay.
They
That's
need
a, problem.
A lot of funding.
Okay.
And I think Vans is just done kind of sponsoring it. They've had trouble finding sponsors.
Warped Tour.
Yeah. The Question, that album right there.
Okay. Clicking it.
Nobody.
Studying Politics was the big one from that album. I played this one on the radio.
Nope.
It's like a pencil with the race.
People have probably heard this one. This was a crossover hit.
I think it's Listening to Freddie Mercury.
Yep, I remember you telling me you liked that song. Where's that one at?
What? There you go. You're on.
How did I not see it?
Yeah.
This? You like this?
Yeah, there's this part in there where he's like singing and screaming at the same time. It's really cool.
They had two vocalists.
Yeah, it's really good. I need to listen to this song.
Is it supposed to only be in our left ear or right ear right now?
I don't know why that is that way.
Is it like that for you?
Yes.
Did iTunes just die? Like, what happened?
I think that might be it. Or this album is only...
That's weird. I'm a little worried our audio just broke, but whatever.
Yeah, it works.
I mean, we can hear, we hear this in both ears, right?
Yeah.
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 Weird, dude. Weird. Is this, does this work in both ears? Yeah, iTunes just turned into turds. That's all it was. That's all it was. That's all it was. Woods was woods woods. How do we? I don't know how we got on that tangent, but we've already filled an hour of the show, so good job to us, man.
Yeah, buddy. I'm still mad I was called basic.
I mean,
you knew none of those bands, so that's not basic.
I'm not basic.
I the fact that I don't know them might prove that you are basic.
Why?
Because I don't really listen to any popular music.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're popular,
right? That, and I think that's the definition of basic.
There's some on there. That there's two. There's one.
Bring
that,
me the Horizon. I would say is basic.
Yes,
they're
but
basic.
I've known them since they were not basic.
Oh yeah, that's what a true hipster would say.
Yeah. I was listening to them before they were famous, man.
It's very true because he just changed his their sound up like 2 years ago, and
yeah,
that and then they blew the hell up.
Didn't you dislike that change?
I did at first, but then I started listening to it, and then I loved that album.
Okay,
a lot.
Right. That happened to me once. One of my favorite bands did that. They had like an album that came out was just totally different than what they ever done before, and I hated it. And then like a year later, I'm like, this is probably their best album.
Yeah, right.
It's weird how that happens,
yep.
Man.
Uh-huh.
Super mainstream. I mean, you can't even that. Does that get played on the radio here? That stuff.
I don't think so. If anything, Bring Me Wood. None of the other ones.
Bring Me Wood. That's a weird. That's a weird band name.
Bring Me Wood, please. I like the wood. Bring It to Me. It's their most popular song.
New sub notification right there. Bring Me Wood. So, yeah, man. I don't know. I don't really know enough about that music. That music all sounds the same to me.
Yeah.
But that's the sound you like. That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh, man.
You know?
Country.
Country pretty much all sounds the same as well as everything else, too.
Yeah.
You know how many country songs? Because Chris likes to listen to country. So we like in the car. And they like all radio plays the same five songs over and over again. And every once in a while they'll throw a new one in there. But every time that there's a new one, I'm immediately like, here come the lyrics, and then it's a completely different song, but it sounds like the structure of every song sounds exactly like another song. Every time.
Like,
it drives me nuts.
Baby lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
Not
like that song.
Yeah.
I literally heard on the radio the other day, and I was about to sing the lyrics, and then they were different lyrics
by a different person.
Yeah. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Country music doesn't really exist. Well, it does, but it's like all underground stuff now, man.
Yeah.
They don't get played on country radio. But most music is like that now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty much all of the music I like, you'll never hear on a radio station.
Yeah. Alt music, I just makes me want to stab myself in the fucking face.
Well, see, I listen to alt music all the time, and the alt music you hear on the radio is not the same as probably the alt music I listen to.
No.
It's just, like, I don't know, like, I feel like the alternative radio stations.
Yeah, they play rock.
They play pop music, but
yes,
that has real instruments instead of computerized beats, but otherwise exactly the same thing. By the way, complete tangent, chat. You guys ready to be offended? Listen to this. Chris and I went to the mall the other day, okay? Just look, because she's looking for shoes for the wedding. All right, so we're in the shoe section at Von Maur, which is like a Nordstrom competitor. Okay, we can't afford anything in there, but we're looking. Katy Perry has sandals now. I'm gonna try to find a picture of them. Don't look at this screen, because I don't want you to know how much they cost. I want to try to show you the shoe and then have you guess, okay?
Okay.
So let me try to find it. Katy Perry shoes. Let me try to find it here.
I've never noticed this picture of a possum with four other baby possums on it.
Yeah, the wild one or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's Kansas wilderness. Here we go. Here's a picture of them. Let me see if I can actually, like... Oh, perfect. Here's the Twitter. Okay, all right. Turn around and look. Here we go. These are Katy Perry's shoes, guys. Right here. These are plastic flip-flops, okay? Like polyurethane, like a slick plastic.
Right.
Completely solid plastic flip-flops. The toe thing is a watermelon. Like, they also have ones that have limes, lemons, oranges, cherries, or strawberries, grapes.
Do they smell like those?
I didn't smell them. but I would imagine they don't smell great, especially after your foot's in them at the beach.
Right.
Okay? So, guess how much this costs? Just take a guess.
Gonna go with like $30.
You think $30? That was $75 for that shoe.
I should have known. Women's shoes are too retarded.
That's a flip-flop with a cherry on it, man!
Dude, it probably has scented cherry-ness on it, man. And also the brand of your rockin' Katie on your feet.
The shoes were over $100. Look at this. Stupid. That is so dumb. $75 for that shoe.
Yeah.
These were like $150. The fancy ones. You know, you go club in them, you know. This only has 451 views, by the way. It's actually a little sad. Those legs are the fakest legs I have ever seen in my life.
Dude, why would you want fruit on your feet?
Dude, I don't know. Those are shoes that look like speedboats. What is going on? This is America.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God, dude. We have gone down the rabbit hole of Katy Perry clothes and ice cream cone one, dude. What is happening?
What is she doing?
Making
Why
money off.
Why did she sign off on this, man?
Dude, she probably loves this stupid stuff, dude.
Exactly. She's an idiot. Is math related to science?
What? What are you...
Is math related to science?
Yes?
Yeah. Katy Perry didn't know that. When she asked Neil deGrasse Tyson if math was related to science.
I didn't catch that. I missed that in the zeitgeist, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. So, I mean, these shoes have got to cost what?
They have a
30
mold.
Cents to make?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what the website looks like. Katy Perry Collections. Look at this, man. $50 for this one. Not too bad. $50, okay, for a stupid pink...
Hold on. Tropical and beachside cocktails.
Yeah, man. I think it's supposed
Everyone's
to be like drinks, you know.
Sandals.
Everyone
a scented
Tutti Frutti makeover, perfect for tropical adventures and beachside cocktails.
Okay, so they are scented like the fucking fruit that they're supposed to be. That's what I get from that. Or she's a fucking lion.
I still don't feel like they're worth $50, man.
Oh no, 1000% not. They're PVC.
Yeah, they're made out of plastic. These literally cost 6 cents to make.
Dude.
We're in the wrong business,
man.
We
need to get a name.
No, we need giant tits. Oh, I literally grabbed Colby there for comfort. I don't know if you guys caught that, but I literally reached over and grabbed his arm because I thought we were going down, and I wanted to be
We're
with
going
him.
Down.
He died.
Zero cool.
Was that who? I was so scared I didn't even look. Colby is the type of guy to work at a Planet Fitness. Is his comment? He donated $5.
I mean, you got me there.
Yeah, I would.
That is my fallback job.
Thanks for the $5 donation, man. Cementing that top D.
Yeah,
cementing it.
You.
Cementing that top D.
Cemented right there.
Just repeating what I said.
Yeah, repeating what I said.
Thanks for the $5, Zero Cool.
Yeah,
appreciate
for the $5,
it. And the backhand compliment
the backhand
to Colby.
Compliment.
Would you stop? Why? Why are you doing me like this,
Dude,
man?
What is the Tabitha?
The Tabitha?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on sale, man. It's half off. Can't
what
be that
is
great.
That
in the oh, my God. Is that another one?
I don't know.
I'm going to hold it down. What's going on?
He's holding down the top D, man.
Holding down that top D. Another $5. He's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Is what's happening.
That one was less loud, though.
It was only in one ear again.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I'm going to play it again, chat. Okay, that one's loud.
I don't know
what's going on, man.
I don't get it.
But thanks for the $10 now.
Yeah, man.
Please.
Too cool.
Please donate all at once.
Oh, my God. That's right. Oh, God. You okay over there, man?
No! I was not expecting another one!
I know, I wasn't either.
My heart! That's right, boy.
That's right.
I feel
boy.
Like it's he's literally trying to kill me.
I think so.
Like, that's right, boy. You like that stabbing?
Yep.
$15. He's holding it down, man.
That's hard to compete with.
Thank you so much, Zero Cool.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, man. Very generous. Son of a.
Yes. Son of a. Man.
This one says one more.
Okay, one more.
That better be the end.
It's $20, man.
Yeah, but it was spread over four heart attack inducing foghorn noises. Whose idea was it to do the foghorn?
I think it was yours.
It was mine.
It was yours, for sure.
I have regrets.
killing me in that Monopoly game?
No, that's not one of them.
Damn.
I don't regret destroying you at Monopoly.
Yeah.
$20, thank you so much, Zero Cool.
Very, very much.
Even though I might die.
Yeah, we gotta readjust our heart rhythm, heartbeat.
I'm just waiting for another one to come through.
It's not gonna, man. Don't worry about it. We're good.
He's gonna wait
We're
like
good.
3 minutes.
We're good.
The second I get back into talking about these stupid shoes, it's
We're
gonna happen.
We're good, man. We're good.
I saw a notification pop up on my computer. I thought that was gonna happen. Oh my god, dude. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for the $20.
That's a great troll. It's the best kind of troll. Anyways, are those anal beads on the for the heel?
Just right back into it. I'm not totally sure. I don't think they're beads.
It's just like they pulled the string real
like
tight.
I think of like a champagne cork, like yeah. Undo or something. Play up your style with these glamorous, strappy sandals finished off with a stacked marble heel. I think they might be beads. I think you're right. I think they might be beads, dude.
That's all I got, man.
They are beads. Nice. Yeah, they're definitely beads.
You get these.
Well, it's a deal. It's a footwear and a device that you can use.
They're man-made, and they've had Katie all on them.
I doubt she has anything to do with these.
Oh, man.
There's no chance.
But they, you know... You get the smell of cake.
See, the ice cream one is $59. Say.
That's fucking crazy.
$59 for that.
The Tatum?
One. Yeah, the Channing Tatum, dude.
Why?
I don't know. You want me to click it and get the description for you, man?
Yeah, is it Channing's shoe?
Studded and sweet. These slides bring out your edgy side, whether you're rocking them poolside in Vegas or strolling the streets of L.A. Don't really do a lot for people in Wichita, then, do they?
No.
No.
Why would you name it the Tatum?
Maybe it's pronounced Tatum, you know?
Is Tatum a word that's just not Channing Tatum's last name?
Google it, man.
I don't know.
Define Tatum.
No.
No, it's not. It's not a thing. It's a given name. Dude, those shoes are for Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
It's the only reason those shoes would exist.
Right. So she has a secret crush? Or whoever names her products has a secret crush on the Tatum?
Maybe they're all named after celebrities, man.
Maybe. The Olita? The Jelly? The Lexi?
Margo? Margo's a name. Tabitha's a name. So some of them have, names?
Yeah. The non-fruited ones.
I just want you all to know, this is the only show on Twitch that talks about Katy Perry's shoes. We're the only idiots that
We're
do this stuff.
We're the only ones.
Look at this. $99 for this shoe. This one's $89. The Sandy. Pool party style just got taken to another level with these playful slides adorned with beach balls.
Yeah, man, those beach ball emblems, they cost so much money to make. They're handcrafted.
These are $90, dude.
Dude, they're man-made.
Are we just in a... It's a man-made lining is what it is. What are you laughing at?
What does man-made even mean?
It means that the robots didn't put them together.
No! No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that because man made the robots that put the fucking shoes together.
I mean, it's literally the bare minimum description.
Man made.
Yeah.
It's like these weren't just crafted from dirt.
Well, they would. That would still be man made.
It would.
It would still be man made.
They didn't just form themselves. These just came into existence. Like,
one day, Katy Perry went into her study, and in it were shoes! Thousands of shoes made of gel, scented for fruit! And she was like, I can't do anything with all these shoes! I must sell them! That's the opposite world of what we live in.
Oh my god, man, Maine.
Oh my god, shit, dude.
It's just so obvious. Like, obviously, yes, they're man fucking made. They didn't just spawn out of nowhere. Like, handcrafted?
Yeah.
That's more accurate because you have to craft them with your hands, not robotic
that's
hands.
True.
But man made?
Well, the best part is that it says man made lining, which
right.
would imply that the
it's
rest
like,
of it's not man made.
It's like these shoes and lakes are what man made.
Yeah, dude.
It just.
Oh, I don't know. That really got me.
This is stupid, dude. This is stupid. You're still laughing at it. Man-made. It got him, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Well, those are the Katy Perry shoes. I don't know how we got on that topic.
You went to the mall and saw that how stupidly expensive they were?
They were stupidly expensive.
Hey, you want to talk about Deadpool, man?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we went and saw that last night.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, I don't care. Saw it. Deadpool. Should have done it while Zero Cool was here because yeah. he asked in Discord the other day if anyone saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
So I just popped by to troll with $20 and then it's like, oh, I'm out of here.
I would guess, unless he's still here. Are you still here? I don't know.
No, he really didn't like that Katy Perry shoe conversation.
I don't blame him, man. Talk about shoes. Anyway, Deadpool. What do you want to talk about?
It was good.
Okay.
Just kind of really staring at the Katy Perry logo.
I'm going to get rid of the shoes now because they're here. Stare at Vicky Valancourt. That'll get you.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay, we'll do that. How about that?
That's better.
How about that? I have a new notification on YouTube. I'm just curious. Okay.
Ooh, okay, what are you talking about?
Nothing. Deadpool, man.
Yeah, Deadpool.
What about it?
It was Deadpool-y.
Yeah?
It was made of pools of dead.
I was not a fan of the first Deadpool. I don't think I've made that a... I think I've made that clear. I don't mm-hmm. think I've kept that a secret.
Yeah.
I liked this one.
Liked it.
I liked it.
Good.
I did.
That's good.
It was enjoyable.
It would. The first one was enjoyable. I don't get how you didn't like that one.
First one was all right. I wouldn't watch it again. Wasn't that good.
That's what I thought until I rewatched it, and then I was like, this is pretty good.
I don't know, man. I mean,
there's not really much to talk about in it.
It's like, the first one felt to me like the entire purpose of it was to make R-rated jokes
mm-hmm.
for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
The second movie didn't feel that way. Second movie felt like the purpose of it was to make a good movie that just happened to have R-rated jokes in it.
I have a question about Deadpool 1, which
okay.
you probably won't know since you haven't seen
right.
it a lot. You won't really remember. Okay, the ending fight scene is like on something.
Okay.
It looks like a helicarrier from Marvel.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if it was.
Probably not.
It looked like it.
I don't remember enough.
What else would it be?
I don't remember enough, man. I'm sorry.
I just have questions that need answers.
I just have questions.
And you are providing nothing.
We can look it up, man. Let's look it up.
I was going to say helicarrier in Deadpool. Would be a good Google.
Nope, we're just going to pull up the movie.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to get copy stricken at all.
I'm going to not show it on screen, and then we're going to pause it when it happens.
Okay.
Okay? Because I own this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. So final fight, you say? I'm going to mute it. Then the way, you know, there's not even proof.
Not even proof. Huh?
Not even proof, man. Okay, that's the credits. Okay. Before or after this?
Probably before.
Okay.
It's like one zoom out of it. Yeah, definitely before. Because this is after it crashes.
So before?
Yep, before.
Before this even?
Yeah, well, they're on top of it right now, but you can't really tell that it's
okay.
a helicarrier. It's a before a little bit.
Okay.
See? Well, right there.
Did we miss it?
So the background is the thing.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
And then there was a second ago where I saw some turbo engines.
Okay. Hold on, I'll try to pause it. What's
as
happening?
As many people as I will, as until I get an answer.
Britton chats, and how many people are you going to ask this? Is this something that you've been asking
I asked
to
her.
Multiple people?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we were
well, obviously, this. She didn't do the research that I'm doing.
No.
Remember that, I'm more generous of a lover. This is not very entertaining for an audience, I'm guessing, right?
We're yeah, just probably
watching,
not.
Watching
That's
a movie.
Why I said that you should just Google it so you
nope.
can get a still image of
I'm a true friend.
Someone did it.
I don't know where it is.
All right, either. What should I Google?
Deadpool helicarrier, man.
Helicarrier. Okay, Deadpool director clarifies there was no S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier in the film.
Uh-huh.
Aside from director Tim Miller, Miller was asked in a recent interview what Blur specifically worked on. One of the things mentioned was the cinematic fights, and you know what the helicarrier, but that doesn't refer to it as that. He calls it a ship. It's clearly not the helicarrier. I just want to say, for the record, there's a lot of groups in the Marvel Universe who's flying combat platforms. It's not the helicarrier. The helicarrier. AIM has some. It could have been anything but S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier, because that would be outside the purview of the Fox Marvel arrangement.
Yeah, he has to say that for legal reasons.
Yeah, you know what? Reading that makes me think it absolutely was the helicarrier.
Yes!
It absolutely was not the helicarrier, because if it was, we would be in legal trouble.
Right.
I absolutely own Deadpool, and we watched it on the show.
I really just wanted to hint at a larger connection to the rest of the Marvel Universe. That is a fucking helicarrier.
It's the Marvel helicarrier.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, you got it, man.
I got it. I'm satisfied. I will never ask again.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. You should ask Brittany on the way home just to troll her.
Do you really think that's a helicarrier?
Oh my god, dude, that'd get her so good.
That'd get her so good.
But yeah, Deadpool 2 was good.
Would it?
I liked it. I definitely didn't like it as much as Avengers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's different stakes.
I think I'm gonna like the third one even more.
Yeah.
I loved Cable in it. There wasn't enough of the people I liked. Like, okay, so that kind of sounds weird. Here's what I mean. Deadpool in it, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, he loves the Deadpool character, yeah. And you can tell.
Yeah.
All right? He also wrote the movie, so you could also tell that he's into it. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps a ton.
Right.
It needed more Cable. That's why I think I want the third one. I loved the Cable stuff, I loved the Domino stuff, but I feel like they were only in, like, the last third of the movie.
I got you.
And I want more of that. Like, yeah. I feel like the entire first movie was just Deadpool has cancer, now he's Deadpool, he loves his girlfriend. Here's the second one. So they can get rid of the girlfriend, have some motivation for Deadpool, you know, and then movie starts. I think the third one's going to be even better.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be more Cable. The jokes were great. Well, yeah, whatever you call it, you know. Like, I'm fine with that. But I really loved, I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot.
When
he said, "I'm Batman," probably the funniest thing that I've ever heard, mostly because we make that joke all the time, and I feel like that was in there just for us.
Dude, yeah, that's the bad thing.
He goes, "Who are you?" "I'm Batman."
There's just too many jokes to remember good ones.
There was a lot of jokes.
There was a lot of good ones.
This one felt more... I think this one felt more like Deadpool to me.
Yeah.
Like this, when I watch movies like Deadpool, I wish I still knew Marcus J. You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Because that dude was so into comics, and he was also not a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, he was relatable, so he could explain things to you in a way that, like, non-nerds would say things.
Right.
And that helped. I would love for him to explain some, like... Like, there was a point where Cable's falling down the skyscraper and holding onto his hand, and Domino's doing all her stuff, and Deadpool's like, God, it's like, who came up with this character? It's like someone who can't draw feet. And you know that's like some inside joke about the artist who invented Domino that just over our heads because we don't read the comics. I would love for Marcus J. to be like, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard. Which, by the way, sounds nothing like Marcus J.
That was the fucking Gilbert Gottfried's in the building.
That's like Fran Drescher, actually.
It's Gilbert Gottfried.
Did not know that voice was possible.
You just yelled it at me, and that's what I'm like, okay, man, it's Gilbert Gottfried. I'm sorry. I will never talk back to you again. But yeah, dude, I feel like that movie is going to be more rewatchable.
Yeah.
The idiots behind us, dude. Did they annoy you too? They reacted at the stupidest things. Like, there's the beginning of the, like, if you haven't seen Deadpool by now, okay, first of all, the plot isn't that big of a deal.
Right.
Okay, he lives at the end. Spoiler alert, there's going to be more. Yeah. Okay, like, at the beginning of the movie, he's, like, chopping people up with chainsaws, and they're silent as the grave. And then he's falling down the mountain, he hits his head on that rock, and that guy's like, oh, God! And I'm just like, really? that's what gets you? Like, he threw the cheese thing into the skull. He's like, oh. And he's, like, dying because it's so gross. And I'm like, are we watching the same movie?
Yeah. The grossness did not get to me. Really.
Yeah, like, Colossus shoved an electrical thing up Juggernaut's butthole, and no noise whatsoever, but, you know, he falls on the picnic table and breaks his spine. The guy in the back's vomiting.
He did react.
Just don't get, like, what...
He was laughing at about the right time.
No, but, I agree. He's just loud about it. Mm-hmm. He's like everyone else. He was way more into it.
Yeah.
It should have been. It's like he was doing a Twitch show.
He was wanting the rest of the audience to be as loud as he was.
I thought about just doing the same things he did at one point, but I didn't want to embarrass you, Chris. And like when he goes, oh, I'd be like, oh, you know, just a tiny, like the same noise, but just a little louder.
That'd be better.
That would be so funny, but he's right behind me, so I didn't want him to be like, yeah, footy, I'm a cowboy, I'll kick your ass. Like, I didn't want that to happen. By the way, two rednecks. Don't know how he missed this. Alan Tudyk was one.
Yeah.
The other one was Matt Damon.
Oh, no, it fucking
was. It absolutely was.
I hate his cameos. I can't stand him.
Well, I did not expect this.
I hate him. I don't know. Take the
Dude,
Matt
Channing
Damon.
Hate him?
Shit him out of existence.
Why?
Man.
Matt Damon's
I'm
a great
done
dude.
With Matt Damon.
Come on,
He's
man.
He's a big old pile of dog shit.
Oh, my God.
I can't stand him in his stupid cameos.
Dude.
Ooh. He's like, well, I'm here. You didn't know I was going to be here, but I'm here.
But the Brad Pitt one's okay?
That one's fine. Guess how many times Brad Pitt's done that? Like, twice.
I can't.
You know how many times Matt Damon's in a fucking movie? Every other movie he's in.
He's in a lot of comic book movies. It's funny, dude. It means he's a cool guy. People like to work with him.
No, he's a guy who wants money.
He absolutely got $0 for that cameo.
1,000% got money for that.
No. Yes. No chance.
1,000%.
No chance.
Not a lot of money, but a decent amount of more money than we would make. $30,000 at the minimum.
That is
is a, what's the SAG? Stage Actors Guild
I think
minimum?
The SAG minimum is $10 an hour.
Yeah, boom. There. He got that.
Yeah, $10 an hour, man.
He got $10.
He got $10. We made $20 on the show today, man! Although he probably worked longer than 2 hours. So.
Yeah. I hate him.
I did not expect this turn. No. I like Matt Damon. Dude.
Nope, I hate the dude.
I like Matt
He's
Damon
a
lot.
Big old shit pile.
That is.
You ever see Downsizing?
I watched half of it.
It's a big old shit storm.
I didn't think it was that
Better
bad.
Better get an umbrella.
I didn't think it was
the
that
shit
bad.
Storms are coming, man.
What is that from?
That's just a shit boat.
Just
down
a Colby, a Colby, Colbyism.
No, you're just you won't get it. You don't watch the good comedy.
What?
Nothing.
No, say the name of the good comedy.
No,
say it, man.
Nothing.
Go ahead, say it.
No,
go ahead, man.
You're not gonna know what it is.
I'm not.
No,
what is it? I'm sure I've heard of it before.
It's Vagaboon.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's because that's not a thing.
You just made it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my comedy level, man. Vagaboon.
It's a great level, dude. So, I have some things written down we can talk about.
Oh, yeah?
Let me look.
The Sandy? Oh, I was like, Katy Perry shoes still, man.
Oh, I probably should talk about this. So, next week's E3. Don't know if you know that.
Yeah, you mentioned.
Yeah, one of the conferences is at 3 o'clock our time on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to watch it on the show.
That's fine.
Okay.
Easy way to fill up an hour.
Yeah, watch. Well, I mean, we'll do like the show and then end it and then do E3 coverage.
Oh, okay.
So. I don't figure we'd put that part on iTunes, but...
People would love listening to us to watch it, watching something.
I don't know if that's true.
It's probably not.
But literally, that's what we do 90% of the show,
yeah.
And people listen to the audio, so...
I don't know why.
So we're going to do that next week, guys, if you
care
yeah, if you care about that, mm-hmm. we're gonna do that next week. So because generally I would do them all on my show, but this one is on Sunday during this one.
I noticed also on your stream list of streaming that you do that you're not doing a show on Thursday.
Well, Chris has surgery on Thursday.
That would be why.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna do this show on Thursday. I'm just her surgery's at 10 a.m., I think, so. And it takes 4 to 5 hours, so. I'll be sitting at the surgery center for 4 to 5 hours.
Can't stream while you do.
I don't have enough mobile data. Oh, otherwise, I could, dude. I would love to do more streams and stuff, man. You know, speaking of which, that camera that you brought over, you want to plug that in just for funsies to see how it looks on the show? I mean, we got to fill another 40 minutes. Do you want to
mess around with it?
I just want you kind of to see how good it looks compared to our current camera. It's right in there on the soundboard. If you grab it, just grab it and the cable that's plugged into it.
Sure, man. Oh, my butt.
Oh, your butt? I'm wondering if Twitch is having problems.
Why?
Well, because my monitoring of the stream just went down, and like, there's no one in the viewer list anymore.
So. Yeah.
But it might just be no one's watching us. It's just coincidence.
It's probably that.
Also, my Twitch app just isn't loading at all. Oh, I didn't mean this. I meant here.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
You're not on fire, Ricky Bobby.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Yep.
It's totally there.
Okay, chat.
It's totally what he sounds like.
Exactly. You sound like whatever the name of that parrot is in Aladdin.
A Zazu?
No, Zazu is a parrot in Lion King. That's the first one I thought of, too, but that's not his name.
What's the second one? What?
Zazu is the toucan.
Right.
In Lion King.
Well, what's Gilbert?
He's the parrot in Aladdin.
Oh, wait, Aladdin. That's right. Okay.
I have to walk around.
Oh, what's that? We're gonna hold on. Now I'm Yoda. Oh, plug in the cord you are.
Elmo. Gilbert Elmo. Wait, Kermit? Kermit? Dude, this is why I don't do a show by myself.
Please stop. Yeah. Okay, so Colby brought over a camera that, I think looks incredible. All right, so let's...
What is happening?
It's a great question. Why is it monitoring right now? This actually, we could do a cool playlist based off this voice.
Southwest Airlines flight number 747 is ready for takeoff on departure to Fiji. I'm your pilot, John Thomas, and my mother gave me two first names. I haven't drank at all today. I just want to reassure you that we're going to have a smooth flight today out of Atlanta. And if you see LeBron James' house on the way, be sure to stick your butt out the window and let him know what you think of his gameplay for game one. So just a little pilot humor for you. And some potty humor. You could call it some...
There's no way to combine that word.
Pilot potty?
Like, they're kind of similar, but like, as I was thinking that in my mind, I'm like, there's no way to combine pilot and potty. We're ruining the playlet right now. I should really be figuring out how to fix this problem instead, but I'm going to keep going with it.
We are 18th in line for the taxiway. So we'll probably be on the tarmac for the next 2.5 hours. Remember, though, as the plane is in motion, you cannot leave your seat. Also, the air conditioner is broke. But thank you for flying Southwest Air. We're gonna crack some windows and hope the airflow. What's this? Well, my co-pilot is telling me that we actually can't do that on a plane. I know that, of course. They taught me that in school.
Yeah, you can't do that on a plane, man.
Oh, there's my co-pilot right now.
You can't do that.
Well, when I went to school, they...
You can't do that! That's not allowed on the airplane! People will die!
Didn't realize my co-pilot was Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey!
He will be signing autographs down the aisle during the tarmac of the...
With a knife!
Oh my god, what is happening? Okay, how do we turn this off? What is... Okay, hold on, let's look. Okay, first of all, I'm gonna add the actual camera source to the stream here.
That one.
This one. This one. This. That. And it's... I don't understand. It's...
Did it do this last time?
Well, I've never had the audio on while I've done this. Look at the Twitch stream is my mouse hand right here.
What? There, you host the show.
I don't want to host
it's
shit.
It's gonna be like MTV Cribs or whatever.
Hey guys, welcome to my humble abode of toys and this guy chilling.
Don't look at
Why?
Me.
Why? Why am I now closer to the microphone? Yeah.
Let's see. Open sound
this
settings.
This is
what I want.
Fun.
Well, what we're hearing is that, but the camera that we plugged in for some reason is also doing video. Please do not zoom in on my big fat face. All right, here we go. How about this? Choose your input device.
Like,
I think, did that fix? No.
Jesus, I'm dead.
I think it's like monitoring it. That's what's weird.
Gilbert hurt my voice.
Input this.
There should be like a mute button.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, you turned it off. You just turned it off. Now it's over.
Well, now we're not showing anything, but we are here audio-wise. Oh, we're back.
Oh, we're back.
And
now.
Look, it fixed itself.
No, it's back. It
damn
just
it.
Takes a second to turn on. Irony Golem says, at least your shirts don't read mirror.
Damn
reverse.
It.
That's true. That's true.
And we hear the camera noise. Movie settings.
I don't even know how we would turn this off.
I don't either.
Hey, show your face while you do this, man. Don't show OBS.
I can't. I'm going to show you.
Don't show me. Do this.
Why that?
Because they want to see you, not me.
They don't want to see me.
Well,
either.
They definitely don't want to see me.
Audio mode.
Turn it off. Say no mic. Oh, it was there for a bit. What happened? You fixed it for a second.
No, it's not going to. There's no off button, man. There's no off button.
What is this?
Volume?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is so dumb.
I can't do anything, man. I can't. I turned off the beeps, though.
The beeps? We're not going to be using the camera during the thing?
Is it working?
It's getting quieter.
It's working?
I think it's getting quieter.
No, that didn't
now
work.
It's getting louder.
That didn't work at all. This is not going to work, man. I don't know how to do this.
Oh, it's getting quieter again.
I don't know what's happening.
I like your face, though.
Do ya?
I do.
It's
I do.
It's probably super terrible.
Let's see here. Levels. Like, see, what I want to do is... It's got to be in OBS, right? I should be able to turn this off.
I mean, you would think, man.
Oh, what was that?
Did it?
What happened?
I think you did it.
I didn't do anything.
What'd you do?
I did.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing shit. Captured. I don't know how to do things.
Okay, well, nope. Why is it? Oh, it's like it's rebooting. That's why. All right, well, never mind. Just unplug this. So the point is that it looks great, but sounds awful.
It looked really bad, honestly.
Are you kidding me?
No. Like, that was real bad.
Dude, I thought that looked amazing.
It looked real stupid. That's what it looked like.
You're real stupid.
It was just really in, like, my face and things.
Well, you can't help the subjects look bad, but the quality of the subjects was lifelike.
Was it?
It looked way better than this, I thought. It just sounded horrific.
I think this looks fine.
Are we fine with fine, man?
Yeah, I like fine.
Just settle with fine. Hey, go in there now. Let's since we're just screwing up everything right now. Go get the GoPro out of my camera bag in that thing. Let's see if the GoPro works.
Yeah, let's just see if that works. Where is what now?
Okay, go past the white table. Uh-huh. On the left side, there's my camera bag. Okay. Inside one of the side pockets is my GoPro. Yeah, John Moon says, looks better for sure. See?
Ow.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, see, this is like super mini HDMI.
Yeah.
I think I have one of these cables. Just go get my camera bag. Just get the whole bag, man. Just get the whole bag. We're doing live!
Fuck it! We'll do it live!
This is the only time me and you get to work together anyway, because you hate me off the air, so...
I do.
Yes.
You bone me in Monopoly.
You gotta let the Monopoly thing go, dude. It was not me. It was the computer.
You fucked me so hard.
Okay, so let's find this cord in here. It's going to be a mini HDMI. I hope.
Yeah, yeah, there's one. There's one in there for sure, man.
So you say it like that, but you don't mean it.
I don't. Your luck. There's definitely not one in there. Also, who gives a shit if you can't read our shirts? Who? Why?
I'm surprised that someone noticed they were reversed, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, like, why? Does it matter?
All right, I don't know where it is then.
No, there goes that idea.
All right, well, turns out, no new camera. And I have learned that if I want to test something, I should absolutely listen to it as well.
Yeah.
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 I honestly don't know how that works.
I don't either.
I don't get it, because the camera is going into
Is the Elgato going into the soundboard?
Well, yes, but it goes through the piece. No, hold on.
So couldn't I just mute the Elgato on the soundboard and then we should be fine?
I'm trying to think of how my audio chain works. I think you're right. Here's what happens. Here's my... No, don't do it, because that's...
It's one mute button.
It is. It's the game. Hit the mute button on game. And on there on the board, there's a one labeled game. Hit the mute button on that. That'll turn off the Elgato. Because my audio chain goes, system into a splitter. One goes to the board. One goes to the PC. Okay. So now, in theory...
Game is muted.
Plug this back in there.
Let's get this going, man. We got this.
This is the stupidest show we've ever
done. This will work.
I feel like I've said that 100 times.
Oh, yeah. This one probably, though, you're...
Yeah, for sure. If you listen on iTunes, I don't know what you do with your life.
Yeah.
I just added a new... hold on. Colby's still figuring it out over there anyway, so...
No, I got it.
Add...
I got it, man.
Video capture, add existing Elgato. Boom. Yeah, there we go. Get it off my face!
Where are we going to put it?
Well, the cord isn't that long.
Put it up there.
I thought about that, but... My stupid things get in the way.
Yeah.
There, man.
Yeah.
That looks so much better. It's a little delayed. It's a little delayed. So we'd have to work on that.
I don't
but
know if it is kind of just a...
Are you kidding me? Look at this.
Bit.
Look at this quality.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
Hey, baby. Now let's zoom in on the other one. Here we go.
No.
Come here, man.
No. What is... What?
Look at that quality, chat.
That's terrifying.
Oh, my God. Colby's face is hideous. Like, just, you know, just for perspective, this is what you're competing with. Look at the camera. Look at that.
I like this one better.
Look at that. So much better.
This one you could see too much. Yeah, that's one I don't like. Get this out of my face.
That looks... This camera is so, like... We'd want it, like... Well, up... This is the opposite angle.
But then... Well...
Like,
yeah.
We want it over there if the cord doesn't reach. So we'd have to get... Okay, so here's the things we need to get this to work. Another capture card. That's what we would need to get this to work. It's another uh-huh. capture card. And then a longer cord.
Mm.
But the quality is so significantly better.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know, man. Once I didn't
we
think
don't
so
do
either.
That many visual things.
Yeah, but then once I go back to this camera, this just looks so much cheaper.
But this looks stupid.
I don't know, man. This is so much better. I can't help but not see this now.
You're telling me you can't color correct that one?
No, we definitely can, but the quality of it isn't as good. It's not about color correction.
It's about color correction.
I mean, here, we could do this, dude. So if I go in here to this. This is our camera right here. So configure video. We'll do this live, too.
Yeah, we'll do things live, man.
Okay. So advanced settings. Yeah, white balance. So we can mess with this.
Does it Does it see anything? Don't do the white balance.
What do you want to do, man? I don't know what to do.
Contrast, your brightness.
Okay. Well, here, you put your hand on the mouse and you do it, man.
Those are the ones that
Since you're so good.
I don't worry about
it. Yeah, that's better. Oh, wow. Yeah, way better. Yep.
Gain. Exposure. Oh, buddy.
This looks way worse than it did before.
Ooh, we could go black and white, buddy.
Go black and white? Yeah, dude.
The sad
film noir. That's what we want.
But it's definitely more...
It's a little better.
More color. What is white balance?
Changes it from over blue tones to yellow tones.
That was more yellow then. There's that. That
the camcorder looks so much better.
No, this is accurate.
I mean, this looks better than it did.
Yeah,
it's still not even close though.
It is.
It's not even close.
It's so much closer
to the quality that this.
Look
is.
How close that is now.
The quality of our faces is so much better.
I can't see that.
Okay, man, hold on. Maybe this will help. Watch this. I think I can do this. Add full screen preview here. Okay, so this is what our audience sees now, mm-hmm. right here. This is the other way.
They look the fucking same.
They don't look the same! Look, John Moon, the fella says I agree with Seth.
They look the same.
You know how rarely people agree with me? That's how you should know he's telling the truth.
Well, this one is not latent at all, and that one is, so I vote continue to
I can fix
one.
The latency, man. Oh, well, okay,
you?
There's really no debate here.
Can
because,
you?
In all honesty, this is...
way too expensive.
This is going to cost $120 yeah. to get to work.
Right.
So, that's why it's not going to work, but... I mean, yeah. Because I have to unplug my consoles.
Man, you don't want to do that. Dude, this looks so fine.
Fine, yeah.
Fine
is fine. And see, yeah, I was wondering that. See, John Moon is saying there's barely any latency. That's on OBS. Because I experience that when I'm streaming Overwatch and stuff, too. There's a slight delay in OBS, but when I watch it on Twitch, there's no delay.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think there's actually any latency mm-hmm. for this. So.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
It's fun. Now, I feel like we're in a lounge now. It's a little too dark.
No,
also, it looks like you have, like, jaundice.
Where?
Like, your whole face is, like, too red, man.
No, it's perfect. I have a tan. I got some color. I've been outside.
Now I 100% believe that the only reason... You totally colored... You color changed this...
For me.
Based to make your skin look tan.
Yep. You got me.
You're way more tan in the video than you are in real life.
No, I am tan. Look, compare.
I'm not saying I'm tan. Also, I look tanner than you.
You do.
I did not expect that outcome at all.
Oh, God.
This looks so much better. See how far you can push that up there. See if you can get it close to our other camera. Let's try to get it close. Hold on. I'm going to gently feed it to you. How close can you get it on there? What's the goal with the new camera? Just to make it look nicer.
Dude, it looks fucking worse.
See, if I put... I could put it... I'm gonna
also, I'm in focus and you're not.
Well, we can adjust that, too.
No, we can't.
It's also not reversed.
It looks the fucking same.
It does not!
It so does. There's like a little tiny bit of more clarity, but
there's double the pixels of clarity.
Nothing similar. Nothing! Other than that. Other than getting real fucking close, which never happens.
It's happening
right
now.
Then I can see your goddamn skin.
Well, I have
space. And your glasses. Uh-oh.
You unplugged it!
Uh-oh.
You... Oh, okay. Well...
Oh,
yeah,
actually,
I agree. It's way better, so...
It died. That's what happened.
It's out of battery already?
Yeah.
It said like 89 minutes on there yesterday.
It said 34 when I turned it on, and now
jeez,
it's done.
That thing goes... That is battery is a liar. Yes. That was not 34 minutes, not even
that's
close.
That's a really old battery.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think we should definitely use that camera. We just have to afford it. I think since Colby said that he was going to get us a studio and then
never
didn't
said that.
Get us a studio, he should buy the cam link.
I needed a guarantee that you were going to...
I already got you a guarantee.
Yeah, but you guaranteed a guarantee.
Yeah, that's what you need.
No, that's not what I need.
I guaranteed my guarantee.
I need a
guarantee. I gave you a guarantee.
I gave you a written guarantee. Something? I forget what it was.
Pay you back eventually.
Yeah.
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 I could write that down.
I need that.
Okay, here.
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't want it.
You just said it.
I'm not going to get a damn studio.
Here we go.
I don't have money for that.
You do.
I don't.
You do. Cancel Hulu. You'll have money.
If our rent's $10, yes, I can
guarantee that I will pay you back
for
eventually
for
a cam link and
a studio.
Studio.
Jesus Christ.
Thanks, man. There, I'll sign it again for you. There you go. See? Boom. If we had our other camera, you could read this text because of the quality difference.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
Now you...
You wouldn't be able to.
Buy one. You want to go to Amazon right now?
No. Nope. Somebody needs to tip $100. That's what needs to happen.
No, they would have to tip $200 because I need the $50 to pay my bills.
Well, see, there's our whole problem. You're not willing to invest back into this show.
The fact that my business... is this show, and I have to be here
mm-hmm.
in order for the show to happen.
Yeah,
and the only way for me to be here is to pay the electricity and rent of the studio that I do the show from. Is me reinvesting in the show?
That's not,
because the show wouldn't happen if we didn't have electricity.
You also wouldn't be living in an apartment if you didn't have electricity.
Yeah, and there couldn't be a show if we mm-hmm. didn't have an apartment.
Correct, but then you're
so
also...
So really the question is...
It's more of a personal...
What are you investing into the show?
My good given time.
But no money.
Like none. Like none. Hey man, my time costs money to rebrand our show.
Yeah, when's that going to happen, by the way?
I'm really racking up the hours.
Yeah, I bet you are. Racking up the hours of staring at a blank Illustrator canvas and going, I don't know what to do. I'm going to build
them for this. Creativity takes time, man.
I don't like the look of this camera now.
Well, then let's fix it.
It looks too dark.
Fix it.
I feel like I'm in a nightclub.
Fix it. I don't know how to get back to it.
Don't either. That's the wrong camera, though. I don't
Also,
either.
I think when you zoom in, it's definitely not... the same setup.
What do you mean? Here, we'll see. Here's what the camera thinks is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we turned that off, chat.
You gotta check off auto, buddy.
Yeah, freaking. I don't know how to fix it.
No, don't, what?
Our white balance was here, I remember. It was right here.
Is at the very bottom?
Why is it being a turd? This is where it was. That looks horrible.
Yeah.
The white balance, I think, was the only problem. See, here's the problem I have with this camera. Look at the posters in the back, all right? See how they go from, like, popping red, and then I go one slider down. Like, there is no middle ground. It's either, here's yellow, here's blue. Yellow, blue. Like, I'm
but
not...
Keep going a little bit to your right.
This way?
Yeah. Keep on going.
And see, I think the color intensity is too high. I don't know, man. Contrast.
You're getting it, man. We're in sepia land now.
That, and then we'll put the gain up here, and then we'll expose that.
Just like that. That's a good look.
We'll do this here, and then I think we'll do that. Okay.
I like
how the camera is having a hard time processing this setting. Like, don't you think, honestly, it shouldn't be processing anything? Like, shouldn't there be a setting that's just like, don't post-process, just put what it sees?
Mm-hmm. It's really weird to see in our eyes and mouth.
And like the Predator scan, that's what it is. Oh my god. That's closer. Color intensity probably needs to go up a tiny bit. That's better. Right there. Boom. Boom. It's perfect. It's what, perfect.
That's what it was.
Perfect. Now we can do Inception, too.
That's what it was.
Doesn't work. Never mind. That's not what it was! Are you blind? I'm worried that you're blind!
No, 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 not when I did it. Before I messed with anything, that's
okay.
what it was.
All right.
Yeah, that. That's what I meant. You want to get stabbed?
I don't, although part of me does. So how's our rebrand coming, man?
Oh, it's going.
Yeah?
I'm up to 40 hours of work time, so that's a lot of money.
I don't feel like, what do you have to show for that, man?
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'll name some things.
I don't want to show until it's
No, I didn't say
completed.
Show, I said name. What have you done?
Like the logo.
Okay.
The cover art, uh-huh. the Twitter headers, the
okay.
video intro.
Oh, wow.
He's
trying to make things up that he's done right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think that was all I was going
to
do.
Well, that doesn't sound like 40 hours of work to me.
Yeah, it took a really long time.
It
there's
did?
Like, yeah, there's like puppetry in it. And
puppetry?
3D animation. And
puppetry.
Yeah, like I animated us, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great,
that
dude.
That happened.
Yeah. I mean, that would be cool. Like, you say that as a joke, but can we actually do that?
No.
Like, have puppets made of us? Because that sounds amazing.
We can't do that.
Can we just have the... Like, a lot of TV shows do that, like puppet episode. We should just do a puppet episode of the show, where it was just us as puppets instead. And we're just behind our chair and puppeting. You know?
We would have to learn how to puppet.
It's not that hard. There.
It's pretty hard.
Crash course done.
I mean, if you have intricate puppets, like, you'd have to...
There's one literally
raise
on
your
that
eyebrow
stand right there, man.
And
just grab that thing. Just grab that dude with the hat. Yeah.
Really? You gonna make me do this?
Well, would you hurry it up?
You gonna make me do this?
You gonna make you do it, man. Gonna make you do it. Look at this. You gotta untangle him, man. Treat him with some respect.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is Jose. His hand is, like, caught on his foot, and that's part of the problem.
It's also still tangled.
I don't know how this happens. Okay, the point is, puppets are hard. Put them back. You're right. I take it all back. No puppet. Puppet idea is bad.
Puppet idea.
The puppet idea is bad. You know, we could also hand me that DSLR right there, too, when you're done messing with Jose.
Oh, yeah.
My parents got that for me when they went to San Antonio a couple. It's actually, I think it was only like a year ago, so that's the. Let's see if this works.
Ow.
Well, we're messing with cameras, we're doing it live, guys.
We're doing it live, fuck it.
See, I think this would work too. Now, this is how most streamers do it. They have DSLRs like this.
God.
So if I turn...
I'm a puppet man. Look at me, puppet man. Look at me. I'm running and puppeting.
Yeah, see, you can do it. Look
at
that.
Yeah, I'm really good at the puppet. Whee! Whee!
If we could just have him on instead.
Whee!
Oh, it's got an overlay and stuff on it.
Holy Lanta, what the hell?
Smoke camera is kind of broke.
What? What's happening? No signal!
Yeah, look at that. See, like, we'd have to figure out how to get rid of that stuff, but this looks like you're on Cops. Today on Cops, this man is a liar and a pedophile. Let's see him get arrested today on Cops.
No. Don't arrest me.
Like, we'd have to figure out a way to get rid of the overlay on this.
Yeah, that would probably be a good thing.
But it kind of blows my mind just in general that this works, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, 10 years ago we did this show live, remember? And we were live streaming it to Ustream back then. We were one of the only podcasts that ever did live streams. And we tried so hard to figure out a way to get, like, the camera that we literally just did, that Sony cam that you have right there, we could not figure out a way to stream that video because it looked so good. So we just ended up with webcams like we got now. But turns out all you needed was a $200 capture card, and you can plug in anything, really, and it becomes a streaming camera. I just had no idea.
Yeah, FireWire, man, that was a thing.
No, but that's not it. Like, that just hooks it up for, like, disc mode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we never figured out a way to actually stream video.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
And that camera you have is doing nothing, right?
Which one?
The Sony one.
No.
It literally was just a paperweight in your house.
In a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually we'll get something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when. Because literally we'll have to, I don't know, raise money. But there's a guarantee over there that says that you'll buy it. And we all saw you accept it. So, no, you can't. I already showed the stream. All right, that's fine. I'll settle for the cam link right now. That's fine. That's fine. He crossed out the word studio. Don't you do it. All right, now he's crossing out the family. Well, there go our hopes and dreams, chat. Just down the toilet. Yeah. Just down the turlet.
Turlet?
But, yeah, it looked way better. So one day we're going to have that, man.
Why does it matter?
What do you mean, why does it matter?
Why do they need to see us in better quality?
Because the better the quality of our show is, the more likely people like it.
No.
Yes!
Like, the quality of the content, yes.
No,
the quality of the video.
Us being here and doing our silly faces is part of the content, man.
They can see those
They need to know when you have a haircut.
They can see that now.
No,
they can see that now.
Really good detail of
it. They don't need
that. They need it. Like, when you got one zit, they need to know it's
there, man.
Yeah,
it's there, and they know it. They know it. We don't have to fucking...
Are you scared of high definition? Is that what
it is? Yes! I am known as the hot one on this show. I don't want that to be taken away by you seeing full hotness.
You're sitting next to me.
No.
There'd never be a time where you're not the hot one on the show. People would rather watch a stream with a nice camera. See?
It's one person's opinion.
It's the only opinion that matters because he agrees with me. That's how it works. That's how this country's being run. That's how I'm running this show. Magtasaxa. I don't need the A in there. Make America the Colby Show great again is what I did. It's not. Magtasaxa. Make the Seth and Colby Show great again. I missed the G.
You did.
Meet to Saxga. There.
There you go.
I'm just going to tweet that out.
Meet to Saxga.
I'm just going to tweet it out right now, chat. And you all go and you follow us on Twitter and you retweet this. Hashtag MTSACS.
That is at. That is at.
GA.
That is an at symbol.
You're an at symbol. There. Boom. You know what? That's not good enough. MTSACSGA, and then we're gonna do this. American flag. Yes. Freedom, dude. Actually, you know what? Because of our audience, you know it would be better. This is actually what would go good with our audience because you're grumpy cat, so
yep.
Perfect. There. Everyone go twitter.com slash Seth and Colby. Retweet that right now. I'm gonna delete this one without the GIF. Get that propaganda off our stream, dude. That's what I'm talking about. Make Seth and Colby Show great again. Build that wall. Wait, that's the wrong champ. Nice. Get that camera. Oh. Buy the Camlink. Written guarantee. Colby is a lawyer. I don't. No, I'm not. Yeah, GIF, not GIF.
It's the other way.
No, that first word's GIF.
No, it's not.
It says GIF right there.
It says GIF, not GIF.
By the way, chat. All right. How would you say... Chat, hold on. Let me do this. There we go. How would you say this name, man?
Gilbert Goffrey.
How would you say this name right here?
It's Goffrey, man.
Goffrey?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Goffrey.
That's all I'm saying, man. Jeffrey. Jif. Giraffe.
Gift.
Yeah?
God. Guild.
Just naming G's. The G stands for graphics. That is true. But the man who made it...
Says it's a GIF.
Also, he's already agreed that it's GIF.
No, he hasn't.
He has. Nope. He's done that before. He just likes to throw fuel on the fire and watch the things burn and walk away with his glorious Seth Rogen beard. It's all he does. And I'm tired of it. Make the Seth and Colby Show great again. Get that camera. Build that
it's
camera.
It's never been great.
It's how dare you.
We never had good quality cameras ever.
Well, it's time for a change.
Yeah, make Seth and Colby great now.
For once.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Okay. The show has spiraled out of control.
A little bit.
It is out of control.
Yeah, we did, like, live camera testing.
I don't even know what we did on this show, to be honest with you.
We talked about stuff.
We did. We talked about...
We did some things.
A false alliance.
Yeah.
We talked about you losing that Monopoly horribly.
Yeah.
We talked briefly about Deadpool. Mm-hmm. We talked about Swedish speed metal.
Also, Katy Perry shoes.
Katy Perry shoes. Talked about that. Then we did some camera testing, which resulted in a playlet that involved a drunken airline pilot and his co-pilot, Gilbert Godfrey. By the way, Gilbert, Jif, that didn't work. Rewind that part of the show.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'm an idiot, okay? All I know is that the man who invented it said it's pronounced Jif, so it's Jif.
I think it's the other way around. I think he said Gif.
I am going to throw you into traffic! Bye, baby!
Baby?
Yeah, because you're my baby!
I danced and shot a guy.
FBI off-duty dance shot a guy at club. You see, I did see that. Yeah, because it's... That happened. He was dancing, man. He was dancing. His gun fell out of his pants. He picked it up, and he accidentally shot someone. It's happened. Who hasn't been there? Let's be real.
I haven't been there.
Well, if you had a gun, you would be there.
I have a gun.
I know that if you had a gun and you took it to the club, you would accidentally shoot Tone within the first week of owning it. Accidentally.
Accidentally.
Yes. Yes. It's like the Deadpool thing. You shot him accidentally because if you did it on purpose, that would be a felony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you absolutely shot him on accident.
Yep.
Like that. That's what we're saying, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, so, but that's hot news. We don't talk about news anymore. We just talk about our stupid lives.
Yeah.
That's what you get now.
Mm-hmm.
Colby never really talked about how his weekend went. He said it went 10,000% perfect, and then we moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's our camera's too bright now, by the way.
It's fine.
It's too bright.
It's cool, man.
It's too bright. We're not going to fix it. How much time we got left? The show's over. Show's over. What else do I have right down?
What else do I have write down?
I said, what else do I have written down?
You didn't say written. You said write.
You know what? What did you write down prep for the show?
I wrote a lot of stuff.
All right, let's hear some of your prep, man.
I guarantee you that I will pay you back eventually for a and thanks, man.
Yeah, see? I said write. See? See? I said write.
He said write.
Yeah, I said write.
You meant to say
written. I said
written.
It, like, correctly. I said it right.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not what that spelling of that word
means. Read what that sentence says.
He said right.
Exactly.
Not right. He said it right.
Well, okay, Twitch chat's hard on mobile. Maybe he left out a word.
Don't make excuses.
Don't hate on our audience. They do their best.
I hate you for trying to get out of this position.
What are you talking about?
He said right.
I said it right.
Who's on first? Who is on first?
My name's Jif. I don't know. What are you talking about?
I don't know. What is he talking about?
He's flicking that match, man. That's all he's doing. Just, that's all it is, man. Just flicking that match. He's going to get soot in his beard.
You've never heard that? Of that? Who's on first? That's a classic.
I don't think you can say things are a classic and just be a classic. You
know? Who's on first? That sounds like a baseball reference.
I don't like baseball.
It's a baseball record.
There's some things like, you know, that guy that you watch on YouTube that's a racist, you know, the change your mind guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Remember him? Like, it's like, I hate baseball, change my mind. Can't do it. That would be my banner. Baseball sucks, change my mind, can't do it. That's what my banner would say.
Yeah.
That's what my banner would say.
No one would come and talk to you about it then.
Well, for good. Then they can't change my mind. I was right.
Right.
Makes me the victor, dude.
Yeah.
Where's chat right here? Okay, he sent us a link to a video. 1953? Nope. It's too much.
Yeah.
Too old. Too black, too white. We need color in our lives. Didn't you watch the stream earlier and see all the saturation? That's how we live our lives, man, with full saturation at
super
all times.
Super colorful, man.
I gotta get to our indie music so I don't play Norwegian speed metal by accident here. That's the wrong thing. Here we go. Let's do this. All right, guys. That's the end of our stupid show.
That was a fun show, man.
Thank you guys for watching. If you are new here, we are the Seth and Colby Show. We're live twice a week, once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central. We do an hour on Thursdays, followed by Colby playing video games that he hates. It's chosen by chat in the Discord. If you're not a part of the Discord, you should go join. We appreciate you being here. If you're new here, also follow us. We also do a Sunday show, right?
Yes, we do that.
We do a Sunday show.
This one.
It's this one that we're doing right now. We do 2 hours on Sunday. Next week we're going to do a show on Sunday for an hour, and then we're going to watch the E3 conference. So do that too. And yeah, follow us on all the social medias. If you listen on the iTunes, you watch the YouTube on demands, come to Twitch, hit the follow button. Our follows were down last month compared to April, and that is not acceptable. Okay? You're all being chastised. The people who pay to watch this show, you guys did great. All right, we made more money last month than we did in April. That makes my heart warm. But all the new listeners, we need them. Because we got to milk them dry just like we do our current ones. So get on there and hit the follow button. And while you're there, we'd appreciate a subscribe. Okay? Subscribers get a thing in the Discord. You get into a special room where Colby posts nudes.
It's true.
So do that. Also, top tippers and top donators get a special designation in the Discord. And Colby will send them nudes. Lots of Colby nudity. You like that stuff.
Yep.
But we would, seriously though, we would appreciate a follow. It's totally free, whether you're watching on Twitch for the first time, or you're on the YouTube, or you're on the iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, listen to the audio like some type of weirdo. Would love if you came to twitch.tv/sendtocolby and hit the follow button. The larger our follower count, the more viewers we have, the more new people we have, and the more people we have. If we have a month, okay, I'll make a deal with you guys. Okay. Colby has told me. Just pause music real quick. We're gonna pause music real quick. I'm gonna get serious with you, and I'm gonna get Colby out of the shot. Colby has told me, guys, that we could do a third show. I just need to ask him. Okay. Now, I know Colby. He's my best friend. Known him for 10 years. The man says he would do a third show. He doesn't want to do a third show. He would rather die than be here on Tuesday nights doing another show. Okay? I think we need to do 7 shows a week. That's my goal. But we're going to work towards 3. Here's the deal. In May, we had an average of 8 average viewers. If we get to 12 average viewers. I'll make it 12 for you. Okay, if we get to 12 average viewers for June, we will add that third show. Okay? The only way to make that happen is by getting new people to come. So following the channel is huge. Okay? And telling your friends, leaving reviews on iTunes and that type of stuff, also huge. We appreciate it. Now back to the music. So do those things. And guys, we do appreciate you watching and hanging out today. We're going to be back Thursday. Colby is going to be playing a video game. The poll will go up later today on what game he's going to play. I think I'm going to do Fortnite, Super Mario Maker, Dark Souls 3, or Breath of the Wild. How do you like that list? Which one would you vote for?
None.
You have to vote for one.
I don't know what the Mario Maker is.
That's you've played Mario Maker before, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I don't think so. Because I don't remember it.
Okay. That's going to go up in the Discord. We'll also tweet a link to it. So make sure you go and vote in that poll for what Colby is going to be tortured with on Thursday. Colby plays games. I'm hoping personally for Dark Souls 3. That sounds the best to me.
Sounds
I want that
like
one.
The worst.
I want that one. But guys, thank you so much for watching today. We do appreciate it. We'll be back Thursday, 7 p.m. for more shenanigans. Colby plays games at 8 p.m. Central. And then Sunday, 2 p.m. Central. And then 3 p.m. Central, we're going to talk about the Xbox stuff. So that'll be fun. But yeah, we appreciate you guys. Stay with us on all the social media. The links are in the chat. Twitter.com, Facebook.com, Instagram.com/SethandColby. There's also the subreddit. You can also join the Discord, of course, the P.O. Box. If you want to mail us some fun things, we would appreciate that. P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275 in the United States of America, as you know, because that's where we live. Yes, so thank you guys so much for watching today. We appreciate it. And we will see you guys on Thursday for more fun.
Goodbye.
And more stuff. Goodbye, people. Everybody. Make Seth and Colby great for once.
Good again.
Good again. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.